You know, it's unfortunate. We had, I felt like defensively, we played pretty well. You know, when we had the ball was on the ground six times, I believe. We got three of them. Had some different looks defensively. I thought did a nice job with that. The turnovers on top of creating some confusion, I thought we, you know, played pretty well. There's things we'll be able to look back on defense. A few missed tackles, the big play down the sideline. And we got to get those things corrected. But overall, pretty pleased with that. Offensively, not as pleased. You got an opportunity to punch it in, take advantage of those turnovers. I know in the previous couple of weeks we have not gotten turnovers in good field position, and you know, that's what we felt like we needed offensively to get some points. We had some, and we didn't take advantage of it. That part's frustrating. You know, and we just got to take a look at it. As far as going into the game plan, they're number one offense going in. They've, you know, dealt with time of possession. They were on the top in the league. Went in there with the philosophy to run the ball a little bit more. Felt like our running game, if we could get that established, we'd get some play passes off of it. And they did a nice job. They played tight coverage, put an eighth defender in the box, played a lot of single safety middle, and challenged us to throw the ball and make some plays in throwing the passing game. Excuse me. They got some pressure on us when we did, even on a max protect. They got some pressure on us. So we just got to take a look at it offensively. It's frustrating, I know, for the team that we didn't take advantage of those opportunities. So we just got to take a look at it and, you know, really, you know, a strong look at it. I hope that he goes in there and plays with a lot of freedom. I know that the right away early in the game, you know, we tried to get that seven cut to Mercedes and they picked it. You know, but it was at halftime going into 6-3 and saying, all right, we missed some opportunities. Let's come out of the halftime. Hey, we're a touchdown away from taking the lead. Let's get back on track. And then the start of the second half and we lost yardage. And I believe in the second series we lost yardage again. It's not a good way to start. There's no other way to look at it. You want to start, you want to get some positive yards, and you want to drive the ball and, you know, change the field position at least. And we didn't do that. Offensively, they want to find a way to move the ball. And, you know, we had a kind of a motto this week to go 12 for 80. And it was, you know, that 12-play, 80-yard drive. Now, it wasn't so much that's what we're looking for, but it was more the mindset, no mistakes, no negative plays, no holding calls. Let's play good, solid football. And, that's what's frustrating. We didn't do that. When you get the ball in good field position, you know, you got to turn those into points. You know, give yourself a chance for a field. I know we got a field goal on one of them, but those opportunities against, I mean, that's a number one ranked offensive team in the league, and you're getting pressure, and you're getting the ball, and you got opportunities, and you're on the road. You know, all those good things happen. You got to take advantage of it. And we didn't. We got to take a look at it. I mean, we don't want to continue to play, you know, like that and not take advantage of it and see if teams are going to come back and play that sort of defense, you know, single safety, man, tight coverage, and try to put pressure on us. We got to have some answers. And we got to look at it. And, you know, because it's a copycat league. And, you know, similar to what Dallas did. You know, they played tight coverage. And, you know, we've got to have an answer for it.